Janesville police were surprised when they started walking through a house occupied by 30-year-old Rasan Henderson and 25-year-old Andrea Meyer. They discovered sophisticated growing rooms, a drying room, and a ventilation system. Lieutenant Tim Heyer says this is one of the biggest busts in Janesville history.
When you talk to the officers that were on scene, the investigators that were working the case, they'll tell you that, at least in recent memory, this was one of the largest ones that they can recall.
Heyer says when you take 147 plants, which can be turned into about 72 pounds of pot worth about $75,000 off the street, it will be noticed.
It'll impact what is occurring right now, because obviously if this is one person and he's dealing out to five or six others, and those people will have five or six people who are buying from them. You can just imagine that as the pyramid goes down, that those numbers get larger.
Heyer says Henderson, a felon, and has a criminal history in Illinois.
This person here that was in charge of this, he came here from the Chicago-Rockford area. He has criminal history through the state of Illinois. Yeah, he's a bad dude. He basically, his position here, at least dealing out of Janesville, was he was dealing out to other people who would deal out themselves.
Although the equipment used in the pot growing operation was fairly involved, it wasn't installed by local contractors, which can be dangerous.
I just don't think you'll have the dealers calling up, or these growers calling up a local electrician to put these things together, and that's the hazard of this, is that, aren't professionals that are creating these things.
Heyer says he's not sure how long this operation has been supplying pot to the street, but it didn't take long to figure out something was going on at 2507 Blackbridge Road.
They had an idea that somewhere over in that area there was a grow operation going on. They didn't have enough probable cause to nail down a specific location to begin a search warrant, even to know where it's at. But then as they continue to put pieces together, they were able to that it was at this house and it was occurring here.
Both suspects are facing the drug charges, while Henderson is also looking at a charge of felon in possession of a firearm. I'm Steve Benton reporting.